chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Forced by my strong hand, he will let them go, and because of my strong hand, he will even drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land where they lived as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the slavery of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from bondage to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. Then I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God, and you will know that I am the Lord, who brought you out from the Egyptian slavery. I will bring you in to the land that I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord." So Moses told the Israelites, but they would not listen to Moses because of their disheartened spirit and their cruel bondage. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Go tell Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to let the Israelites leave his land." But Moses protested to the Lord, "If the Israelites have not listened to me, then how will Pharaoh ever listen to me? For I am such a poor speaker." Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge for the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of the fathers' households. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanak, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamim, Ohad, Jason, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of the Canaanite woman. These are the clans of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their genealogical records: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And Levi lived 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimei, according to their clans. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, and Kohath lived 135 years. The sons of Merari were Mahali and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their genealogical records. Amram married Jochebed, his father's sister, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And Amram lived 137 years. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron married Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nashon, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah were Asher, Elkanah, Abiashaf. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, married one of the daughters of Putiel. She bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites according to their clans. These are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the Israelites from the land of Egypt according to their platoons." These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. It was this same Moses and Aaron. Now when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything that I am telling you." But Moses said before the Lord, "Look, I am such a poor speaker. Why would Pharaoh listen to me?"